Education, change in Chapter 35 benefits period. My GI Bill, Veterans in Education by Valerie Hefner. Question. My brother started school in January. When he received his letter regarding his Chapter 35 Survivors and Dependents Educational Assistance Program, it said he would receive 45 months of full-time benefits. I just applied for Chapter 35 and will only receive 36 months of full-time benefits. Why the difference? Answer. According to the Harry W. Colmery Veterans Educational Assistance Act, a.k.a. the Forever GI Bill, if you enroll in college for the first time after August 1, 2018, your Chapter 35 program will include 36 months of full-time benefits instead of 45 months. The law also increases the housing allowance received monthly to $1,224 for full-time enrollment, $967 for three-quarter-time enrollment, and $710 for half-time enrollment. Valerie Hefner is a Marine Corps veteran and member of American Legion Post 27 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Ask Valerie at Legion.org. Scouting. Colorado youth named Legion's Eagle Scout of Year. Michael John Ankner of Denver is the American Legion's 2018 Eagle Scout of the Year. He will receive a $10,000 scholarship. A member of Boy Scout Troop 199, Ankner worked with more than 35 businesses to redevelop the grounds at the Denver Indian Center, which provides career, community, and family services to Native American youth. His project provided the center with a fire pit and natural rock benches to support cultural transmission through storytelling, a garden, and an art display space with a glass mosaic. The Legion also awarded $2,500 scholarships to Benjamin Kelly of Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, Cohen Weaver of Mount Morris, New York, and Jacob Sikora of Papillion, Nebraska. Personal Finance, USAA, Focus on Finances, J.J. Montanaro. Don't try keeping up with the Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses is a never-ending battle. Don't even try. I know it can be hard. My wife is going to be in the market for a new car later this year, and even though I know better, I find myself walking through parking lots and looking in driveways for ideas. It's easy to get caught up in the Jones race. However, if you look around, you'll quickly recognize that the Joneses are setting a financial example of what not to do. Follow their lead, and you could end up in a bad place. Here are a few examples. They are spending instead of saving. With roughly two-thirds of our economy powered by spending, Americans aren't putting nearly enough money away. Earlier this year, personal savings hit a 10-year low of 2.4%. That's plain pitiful. If you're in your early 20s and just getting started, you can probably get away with saving 10% for retirement, but most people have a variety of goals that will require even more saving, so the Joneses and their 2.4% savings rate are a joke. They're playing the how-much-payment-can-you-afford game at the car dealer. Ever wonder how the Jones family affords that never-ending carousel of slick new vehicles? Maybe they can't. Instead, much to the appreciation of their car salesman, they are stretching out car loans to the point where the payment is affordable. Every quarter, Experian produces a State of the Automotive Finance Market report. The latest indicated that the average new car loan was more than 69 months. You know how averages work. And that means there are lots of loans out there with terms longer than 69 months. Shoot for an un-Jones-like approach, something that's affordable, with a loan of no longer than 5 years. They can't be bothered with life insurance. The Jones family apparently doesn't need any stinking life insurance. Three kids, a big mortgage, a couple of car loans, and a lot of underfunded financial goals wouldn't even faze the survivor if the unthinkable happens. That probably sounds ridiculous, but according to LIMRA, one in three people indicate he or she doesn't have enough life insurance. The Joneses are clearly skimping. You shouldn't. Check out the life insurance calculator at usaa.com/life and see where you stand. They've got plastic in hand for the next emergency. In January, the Bank Rate Financial Security Index survey reported that 61% of Americans surveyed would be unable to draw from savings to respond to a $1,000 unexpected expense. They'd be forced to borrow from family, sell stuff, or break out the good old credit card. Another not-so-enviable trait of the Jones crew, but a boon for credit card companies. Fear can be an enabler and can motivate positive behaviors. In this case, I hope I've created a compelling argument against trying to keep up with the Joneses. J.J. Montanaro is a certified financial planner with USAA, the American Legion's preferred provider of financial services. Submit questions for him online. www.legion.org/USAA/focus-on-finances. Education. Online basic training platform teaches Legion history, values. The American Legion's official training program for officers, members, Legion College applicants, and those who simply want to increase their knowledge of the organization is available online. The former American Legion Extension Institute has been rewritten, updated, and enhanced for a new multimedia experience. The program takes less than 2 hours to complete. It is divided into 6 sections, with a quiz at the end of each one, followed by a final exam. There is a section covering each of the Legion's 4 pillars, as well as its history and organization, and a conclusion that ties it all together. Users must be registered on the website to access the content. Sign in with any American Legion website login, including mylegion.org. www.legion.org/alei.